It's Friday, December 20th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Office of School Safety urges people to speak up, speak out against school threats and has resources to help. Uncharted trails ahead for Arctic Cat as the company shutters factories. Rice Lake's clerk treasurer, Kathy Morris, retires after 32 years at City Hall. And Hunt Hill Nature Center hosts a luminary hike on Saturday. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Speak up, speak out. The director of the Office of School Safety in the Wisconsin Department of Justice participated in press briefings following Monday's tragic shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison.
People start to think about, I should have reported this. I have knowledge that someone could be planning a school attack, and they need to have a place to report that. So we encourage the community at large, students and families, to report to SUSO or their local law enforcement or local school officials if they have concerns that somebody is planning a school attack. Targeted violence is preventable.
Trish Kilpin said the Office of School Safety provides resources for students, educators, parents, and law enforcement. More information is available online at speakup.wi.doj.gov. A familiar brand on Wisconsin's snowmobile trails faces an uncertain future with two plants in neighboring Minnesota suspending operations. Tasha Radel tells us more.
Textron Incorporated confirmed that Arctic Cat manufacturing operations are being shut down at factories in both Thief River Falls and St. Cloud after planned production numbers for the first half of 2025 are met. The company says the closures are in response to the ongoing business conditions facing the power sports industry due to inflationary increases impacting consumer demand. There have been no words indicating how many employees will be affected. In November, the company laid off 65 employees and furloughed more at its Thief River Falls location. Tasha Radel, MNN.
After 32 years as the clerk treasurer for the city of Rice Lake, Kathy Morris is retiring. Today is the last day for Morris. As clerk treasurer, she has been an integral part of local government, elections, and the functioning of the city itself. A lot has changed over the years, she said, but the success of the city has always been a team effort.
Well, the obvious one is the growth of the community, both residential and commercial development. The community has exploded over the last 30 years, and that's a good thing. Well, there's been a lot of accomplishments, but it's a team effort with department heads and the mayor and the council and my staff. The list goes on and on of things that we've accomplished. I don't have a personal accomplishment that I would probably take credit for.
In retirement, Moore said she will spend more time with her children and grandchildren and take trips. As for the future of City Hall without her?
Well, the Common Council has selected Julie Kessler to replace me, and she's been the deputy clerk treasurer in Rice Lake since mid-2020. And she was the clerk in Cumberland. So she has some background in the duties for the position. So the city will be in good hands.
A reception will be held today at the Rice Lake City Hall Council Room from 1 until 4 p.m. for Morris. The outdoors will be merry and bright this Saturday in Sirona. Amy Hockery lights up the story.
This Saturday evening, Hunt Hill Audubon Sanctuary in Sirona will be hosting a winter solstice luminary hike. From 5:30 to 8 p.m., guests can walk along the illuminated Hunt Hill Trail as many times as they would like. Hunt Hill Program Coordinator Marissa Ginger describes the hiking experience guests will have, plus the treats offered while they're there.
It will be about a half-mile loop through the beautiful prairie. The hike will be self-guided, so you and your family or you and your friends can walk the prairie at your leisure. There's no rush, and you can walk to the prairie platform, warm up by the fire, have s'mores over there, and then hot cocoa is actually by the registration table.
Registration for the hike isn't required, but it is encouraged. The program fee is $8 per person or $20 per family. Hunt Hill members are $5 per person and $15 per family. Register and find out more information at hunthill.org or by calling 715-635-6543. I'm Amy Hockery.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.